Everyone has questions. Why am I here? Where will I go when I die? Is there really truth? But not everyone has biblical answers. Welcome to the Pastor Study, a ministry of pastorstudy.org. Join us now as we study the Bible to draw closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Here is Pastor Tom Brock.
Welcome to the Pastor Study. This half hour, we are going to talk about Muslims coming to saving faith in Jesus Christ. And I'd like to introduce to you the only Muslim I've ever baptized, Farhan.
Yeah,
hi, Farhan.
Nice meeting you.
Good to be here with you.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to drill you about questions that people have about Islam. Mm-hmm. First of all, where were you born, Farhan?
I was born in Afghanistan, Kabul, Afghanistan.
You were?
Yeah.
Kabul. And when did you come to the United States?
1982.
Okay. Were you converted to Christ before you came over?
No.
And so you were raised Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And just in a nutshell, how did you come to know Christ?
You know, that was a progressive thing for me. I knew about Christ by head. I had plenty of knowledge about Christ because that's what the Quran taught us.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have a relationship with him till one day my wife brought some magazine about Christianity, and I was just sitting reading it.
And your wife was a Christian?
My wife was a Christian, at least culturally Christian. And I was just reading something, Voice of the Martyr, VOM. And I,
which chapters. Is a Christian group about martyrdom.
Yeah, martyrdom, yes, exactly. And it was saying that, well, John chapter 16, that really highlighted everything for me. John chapter 16, verse 2. Said Jesus said there's going to be time that's going to be a lot of killing, and they think these provide service to my Father in me.
By killing people.
But by killing people. Mm-hmm. They serve God, but they have not known me nor my Father.
Yeah.
When I read that, I felt like, wait a minute, this is really pointing to the Muslim action,
mm-hmm.
all Islamic action, what they do, they're killing people. They think that they're going to inherit the kingdom of God. And I just got really nervous. I said, okay, you know what? This is really important. I got to research. I got to investigate this. And I had to happen to, just the Quran was sitting on the table. I grabbed it, you know, read it through. And the Quran said, Jesus is the word of God. Jesus is the spirit of God. And I got kind of felt convicted. And after that, I said, I got to read the Gospel of John. If chapter 16 is there, I got to go in the beginning. So I read John chapter 1, and the beginning was the Word. And I juxtaposed the Word with Arabic, Kalimatullah. Jesus is the Word of God. Because therefore, we could say God spoke the world into existence through Jesus, because Jesus was the Word. And I felt convicted. And kind of all of a sudden, I felt these warm, just permeated through my body, and I became more anxious, more eager, start reading the Gospel mm-hmm. of John. Within mm-hmm. 2 weeks, I finished the Gospel of John.
You did?
Yeah, absolutely.
And when did you come to a conversion point where I'm going to follow Christ?
After that, I start reading Isaiah chapter 53.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I felt really, really convicted. And my wife and I, we start searching for a decent, biblically sound church.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we ended up to your church.
How did you end up at?
I think my wife searched around and found this church, and she talked to me about it.
All right. So were you believing in Christ at that point yet, or not?
I started believing in him.
Okay.
I to be honest with you, once I start knowing who Jesus was by my heart,
okay,
not head.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I know who he was. Okay. He was the Savior.
Okay.
And the Quran also says that he's the Messiah,
uh-huh.
Al-Mashiach in
okay.
Arabic. So
okay.
he's the Savior.
Okay.
Then the Holy Spirit really convicted me.
Now, just, and so I baptized you after you came to faith.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then, so just one more thing on. The Quran actually teaches Jesus was born of a virgin, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Immaculate conception. The Quran actually refers to Jesus, not the son of Joseph, the son of Mary.
Okay.
Not the son of man,
but
the son of Mary.
But they don't believe Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
No, they don't believe that. They believe that God created somebody else, put somebody else similar to Jesus on the cross. Jesus was already ascended to the Father.
Okay. So Muslims don't believe in Jesus for their salvation?
Absolutely
not. Do they
not.
Believe he rose from the dead?
No.
they believe he ascended?
Because they believe he didn't die.
Did they believe he was perfect?
They believed that he was holy. The Quran says, chapter 19, that Jesus was holy.
Do they believe Muhammad was holy?
They believe also Muhammad was holy.
Do they? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you come to saving faith in Christ or reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You come to my church.
Absolutely.
You got
yeah.
baptized. How did your family handle all this?
You know, they practically ostracized me. They stopped talking to me. I remember one day we had Bible study. My wife and a neighbor were sitting around the table, and all of a sudden the phone rang. I picked it up. That was one of my sisters, and she said, "I heard that you believed in Jesus as the Son of God. You really dishonored our family, our culture. How could you do that?" And I said, wait a minute here. I said, I didn't choose that. Jesus chose me. And let me take it one step further. Jesus is not only the Son of God. He is God.
Right. Yep.
And when she heard that.
And they don't like that.
Absolutely.
Let's explain that. Because Christians believe in one God, but Muslims think we believe in three gods.
Absolutely. Because they believe there's only one God.
And there is.
There is one God. That's what they believe. Mm-hmm. Jesus was the prophet.
Okay.
The greatest prophet. God loved yep. Jesus more than any other prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And that they believe Christianity, that they believe in three gods.
And you know, for you and I, it's a heresy not to believe Jesus is God. For a Muslim, it's a heresy to believe that
to
he
believe
is God.
Absolutely.
And so when people say, well, we all believe in the same God, it doesn't work.
No,
we
it doesn't
don't.
Work that way.
So your sister was upset. How'd your parents handle this?
Well, my parents, not alive.
Oh,
so
okay.
My mom died back in 1998. My dad died as I was growing up
okay.
when I was 7 or 8 years old. So I didn't have to put up with my parents,
all
but
right.
I did actually.
And how are things now with you and your sister?
You know what? We really talk very seldom.
Okay.
The desire is not there. But every time I talk to him, if I call him or see him somewhere, I always want to talk about Jesus,
mm-hmm.
the passion that I have for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not taking it very
did you have Muslim friends that got on your case for this?
Absolutely. I worked at Fort Gordon as a linguist and translator the last few years, and I worked with a lot of Muslims, and they knew I was a Christian. Yes, they didn't treat me very well.
Have you ever had discussions with Muslims where you're sharing Christ and it does go well?
Yes, at least I plant the seed.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Have you ever converted someone to Christ?
You know, I don't know.
You don't know.
But they
okay.
were very receptive
okay.
once I talked to them about Jesus from Quranic perspective,
mm-hmm.
point of view.
Mm-hmm.
The Quran said Jesus is the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
No other prophet in the history of humanity been titled as such.
Mm-hmm.
And also Jesus is the spirit of God. Ruhullah. Ruh in Arabic mm-hmm. means spirit.
Okay.
Allah means God, the
okay.
spirit of God.
Okay.
And I emphasize on that, elaborate on that, and they kind of start getting a little bit doubtful.
Okay.
Okay, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. So I planted the seed, and I think
right.
it's the Holy Spirit to
do you,
water that.
Why? I mean, I have heard, do you think this is true, that Muslims of all the various religions are about the hardest to convert. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I think so.
And
yeah.
and why is it hard to convert a Muslim to Christ? Why is it so hard?
Because they're taught, as they were growing up,
yeah.
that there is only one God, and Muhammad is the seal of the prophet, the final prophet.
Okay.
If you believe in any other religion, you're going to be doomed to hell.
Okay. All right, let's talk about hell. Christians believe in heaven and hell for all eternity.
Absolutely.
Do Muslims believe
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
They
believe in hell and heaven, and you got to do a lot of good works to go to heaven.
Okay.
So there's a scale, some imaginary scale, apparently, in heaven somewhere
yeah.
when you die. God will measure your good deeds and your bad deeds. If your good deeds is more than your bad deeds, obviously you're going to go to the kingdom of God
yeah.
in heaven.
And for our viewers, you know, it's most religions are works-based. You get in heaven by being good. The only religion that's grace-based, that
Absolutely.
We're only saved by the grace of God,
mm-hmm.
is Christianity. So how... If you're a Muslim and you sin,
mm-hmm.
is it over? I mean, I mean, what do they do with when they sin? Do they
mm-hmm.
confess their sins to God? Does He forgive them in their
they
view?
They do, but they have this shallow type of belief and faith in some theory that God is so compassionate, most loving. So they believe that when they die, God will forgive them.
Okay.
So they base everything on that. That's a huge gamble.
Yeah, yeah. Because for us, it's not a gamble. Because
yes.
Christ paid
because
for us.
Because we know
our sins.
The cross
yeah.
paid for us. He's the exclusionary way to
yeah.
heaven.
Yeah.
He's the only way.
Can you be sure of your salvation if you're a Muslim? Can you know for sure?
Looking
you're going
back,
there?
No. Okay. No. And they're not. Yeah. They always think that God is so kind and loving, at some point, He will forgive their sins.
What lands a person in hell, according to Muslims? I mean, do you go to hell if you don't believe in Muhammad as the prophet? Or
yes, if you don't believe in Muhammad that he's the last prophet, and if you don't believe in God, and you also believe that you have some bad deeds, that you're going to end up in hell.
Yeah.
But if you believe in all those, Muhammad and God, then you're going to be in heaven. And that's why they go to pilgrimage. They go to Mecca to cleanse themselves.
Okay.
They go 7 times around the Mecca, about that rock.
Yes. Supposedly, so that, where Muhammad
and
went.
And every Muslim, it's a requirement, because there's a 5 pillars. The last pillar says,
the 5 pillars, the 5 central teachings of Islam,
yes,
are?
Yes, absolutely. It's called the testimony of your faith, that there's only one God, and there's a one prophet, which is Muhammad. Mm-hmm. And through him, they will be saved.
You have to say that.
You have to say that. The testimony of faith is saying that La ilaha illallah Muhammad is Rasulullah. There's only one God, one deity, and Muhammad is the messenger of God.
Okay, what's number two?
Number two is prayers. They pray 5 times a day.
Okay.
Morning, afternoon, and evening.
And do they? And when they do those prayers, are they saying set prayers, or are they doing free prayers?
No, there's no free prayers.
Okay.
Because they believe if you have a free prayers, that will open up to devil. So you have to have a set prayer set by Muhammad.
What is the set prayer?
The set prayer, that it's certain in Arabic, nobody really knows. You're not allowed to translate it into language that you would understand.
So American Muslims, when they say these, they're praying in Arabic?
Yes, they pray
in
Arabic. Absolutely.
And what are they saying? What's the prayer?
They're saying that there's only one God. We have to do good works to be saved, and they do some other additional prayers for Muhammad. So Muhammad is the mediator in a way.
Okay.
So Muhammad can be influenced.
And do
help
they
him.
Say the same prayer 5 times, or is it 5 different prayers?
No, it's 5 times, the same prayer.
Same prayer.
There's each prayer has like 4 or 5 prayers.
Okay.
Verses and chapters from the Quran. And
all right, so saying that you believe in Allah and Muhammad. Your prayers were number two. What's
number two?
What's the third?
Number three is zakat, which is you pay money and donate money to the needy.
Okay.
It's called alms.
Okay.
And you do that. If you're rich, you save some amount of your money throughout the year,
uh-huh,
and then you give it to the poor. You go see the prisoners, you give money and
okay,
all that. But if you're poor, then you're excused, according to Muhammad, because you can't afford it.
All right.
And of course, the fourth pillar is fasting, which is very critically important, because they believe by fasting, they will cleanse themselves, number one. Number two, they will know about poor people, what they go through.
Okay.
If they fast, if there's some needy and hungry, then you'll know, because you put yourself in their situation.
So fasting, do they fast just during Ramadan, or do they fast
during Ramadan?
All year?
Ramadan means fasting. And it's 30 days a month.
Is that the only time? Is that the only time they fast?
It's the only time. There's a set time, 1 month the whole year, like it falls in a different time.
So do they fast in other months or just that month?
No, just that.
And then what's number five?
Number five is pilgrimage, that they go where Muhammad was born in Mecca. And they go there once a year.
Once a lifetime,
Once a lifetime. It's required for everybody to go there. Here is the funny part. When younger Muslims, they don't go, because they know they want to commit sin. Once they get in their late 40s and 50s, they're going to say, okay, I did all my fun now. It's time for me to go cleanse myself, go to Mecca.
Really?
What a hypocrisy.
Yeah.
So that's what they believe.
And so what if you don't get to Mecca? What happens?
Then you have to do a lot of prayers. And do a lot of good works to substitute that. Absolutely.
All right. So it's kind of a works-based, hope I'm good enough kind of religion.
Yeah. And it's really, I want to point out, I think Catholicism goes in parallel with Islam. I think they believe to a certain extent about that, your good works.
Depends on the Catholic.
There's a purgatory.
I'm a Lutheran. Yeah. Lutherans are based that we're saved by grace alone.
Absolutely.
You find a lot of Lutherans who think they're getting to heaven by being good. So there's confusion everywhere.
And the Bible is very clear
on that. It is very, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9.
Absolutely.
Now, Farhad, if we see the militant Muslims beheading Christians overseas, mm-hmm, and this kind of thing. And what we hear is that's not normal Islam, that's the radical fundamentalist Islam. Mm-hmm. Does the Quran teach that if your opponents do not convert to Islam, mm-hmm, that it's okay to kill them?
You know, this is a really good question, because cultural Muslim, they're loving and kind. Just like Christian, they work hard, they raise their kids. But if you're a radical like ISIS, they follow the Quran. The The Quran teaches, there are verses in the Quran teaches you that if you find non-Christian Jews or infidel, it's called kafir in Arabic, you behead him. It's smitten their heads. Mm-hmm. That's what they learned that.
Wow. Is that in the Quran?
It's in the Quran. It's surah.
Okay.
Surah means that revelation through Gabriel, angel Gabriel, to Muhammad.
Uh-huh.
The Quran means recitation. You recite what the Gabriel gave to Muhammad. And one of those things is that you, wherever you find the infidel, you behead him.
Okay.
So that is what they believe, and that's radical.
Yeah.
And people say the Quran doesn't teach that. They're absolutely wrong.
Really?
That's exactly what the Quran teaches.
Wow.
But if you're a cultural Muslim, that's fine. Uh-huh. I would be very happy to deal with cultural Muslim because they're more receptive, more loving than the Muslim that do follow the
and
Quran.
Is it true, you know, we hear that people who, a Muslim suicide bomber
yes.
thinks he's going to get virgins in heaven. Is that true?
There are some theories, and I think Muhammad said that if you keep yourself clean in this world, and if you kill yourself for Allah, for God, you will inherit a lot of virgins, whether 70 or 70. The Quran is not clear on that.
Okay.
And I think it was stolen. The Quran was plagiarized. The seven virgin, the oil, the lamp.
Mm-hmm.
So Muhammad got that somewhere, distorted it in a different format in the Quran.
Okay.
The Quran is a compilation of the Bible, the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. Moses, Abraham, they believe Abraham was Muslim.
Okay.
So that's another.
God bless you, Farhad, for coming to Christ and being willing to be public about it.
Yeah.
Do you ever fear for your safety?
I think at times I do.
We're not going to give you his last name or his phone number.
If I go to a Muslim community, if I talk about Christ, which I'm really not afraid, because that's what I need to do. That's what required of me, to go baptize him in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. That's our commission. That's mm-hmm. the first commission. And I really, yes, I get nervous,
mm-hmm.
but I know the Holy Spirit guides me, instructs me what to
Good.
Say and
Good.
When to say it.
And you said you've gone out on the streets
absolutely.
In downtown and
yes,
witnessed.
Yes, downtown, and I talk to Somali community.
Oh, you do?
Absolutely.
And how do they respond to what you
they,
say?
They start doubting, but they're very, you know, they listen. They're receptive.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to argue with me about Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and I say, well, the Quran said Jesus is the word of God. Show me any other prophet. Moses was good, but he was a servant of God. Muhammad.
Okay.
Muhammad never ascended.
Yeah.
And they also believe, I want to point out.
Don't they think Muhammad ascended?
No. No.
I thought that was the rock with his footprint on
no,
it.
No. That okay. was Ishmael.
Okay.
Muhammad died. He was buried.
Okay.
He had 13 wives.
Okay.
So he was just a human.
Yeah, yeah.
Fully
okay.
human. No God.
Right.
So they believe that Muhammad died and Jesus was ascended. And they also believe, I may point out, that Jesus coming back to judge the world. Here is the heresy. They want to convert everybody into Islam. And here is another funny point. When he dies, he's going to be buried between Muhammad and some other prophet. His grave going to be down there.
When who dies? What, I don't understand.
When Jesus dies. Jesus died, he ascended. They believe Jesus didn't die, but
yeah.
he was ascended.
Yeah.
But he comes back to convert everybody into Islam, and then he will get married, he's going to have children, and he's going to die.
Wow.
Think about that, the layers of
So they believe
heresy.
In the second coming, but when Christ comes back,
yes.
he's going to die.
Yes. And I raise this question, why do you think God will choose Jesus, or why Jesus was chosen to judge the world if he is not God?
Right.
God
and
is
did,
perfectly capable.
What's the whole thing about Muhammad and a 14-year-old? You know.
Yes, Muhammad had 13 wives. His youngest wife was 6 and a half, and I think he didn't get married till she turned 9 years old.
Okay.
And I think he died when he was married to her.
And didn't he also get his son-in-law's wife?
Absolutely, Ali. Ali was the last prophet.
Yeah.
And he actually sent him to the war to get killed so he can get his wife. And that's exactly what. Reminiscent of David. But that's what David did.
Yeah, it is what David in the Old Testament
Absolutely.
Did. Absolutely. Well, how about this? If there's a Muslim watching this, or let's say somebody's watching this,
mm-hmm.
they have a Muslim friend,
yeah.
and they wonder, how do I bring it up? How do I evangelize a Muslim? What do I say? What would you say to that?
You know, I just want to say that Jesus is the only way. And I knew the Quran. I raised as a Muslim. I went to the mosque. I prayed 5 times. And I knew that there was a hole in my heart. That I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
Because we know ourselves, our nature. our intrinsic insight, our morality. I was not good. And I knew that I'm cheating God. And God somehow picked me up and brought me to Jesus.
Go.
And I want to pray that just open the Bible. Mm-hmm. Just read the Bible. Mm-hmm. Just be receptive and read the Gospel of John. And just investigate that in the Quran. The Quran is very clear about Jesus, that he was born out of virgin, immaculate conception. He was ascended, and he's coming back. And he healed the leper, you know. Mm-hmm. He healed the blind. All his miracles are written, documented in the Quran.
Hmm.
That's what I just beseech you, if you're out there,
yeah.
Just be kind and open the Bible and read it. And think about it and pray. Just pray before you read it. And I think your good works not enough to take you to heaven.
No, actually, we deserve hell.
Absolutely.
Now, Farhad, you know, I had a sinful day years ago.
Sure.
Not that I don't still have them, but years ago I had a sinful day, and I got on my knees next to my bed. I asked God to forgive me. I had a dream that night, and I saw a man in a turban. In her long robe, on his face, praying. And as I watched, he didn't get up. And he never got up off his face. And I heard a voice say, his God is an unforgiving God. Mm-hmm. And I woke up, and I realized the only reason I could get off my knees is because I know we got a forgiving God. So for Christianity, the cross, the forgiveness of sins, grace is central.
Absolutely.
What is central in Islam?
I think it's the works.
The works.
The works and fasting and follow strictly the five pillars of Islam.
Okay.
It's a ritualistic practices.
Yeah.
It's ceremonial.
Okay.
They think they will get to heaven through that. And if they can do it, if they miss anything, any of these pillars, God is so most compassionate, most loving, he will forgive their sins and they're going to go to heaven.
All right.
That's a pretty wrong theory.
Would a non-Muslim get to heaven? If I do good works, but don't believe in Muhammad as the prophet or Allah, will I still get to heaven?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to believe in one Allah, and Muhammad is the final prophet.
Okay. Okay. And you know, some nations overseas are totally closed to the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Christianity is illegal. Mm-hmm. You cannot evangelize. Mm-hmm. But there are reports, a number of reports, of Muslims having dreams about Jesus because they can't hear about him any other way and converting to Christ. Have you heard about any of this?
I've heard that, especially women, because women in Middle East, in Muslim countries, they're abused, really. And they have this vision, and they go on, you can YouTube it. You can, their own website, actually they had vision of Christ coming to him to rescue him.
Yes.
And they, after their vision, they start crying and they feel this warm thing and they know Jesus really rescued him and saved him and he's there for him to save
and,
him.
You know, what is, why do some Muslim women totally cover their body? What is that about?
I think it's a part of Muslim culture. Mm-hmm. You have to be respectful. Your body is only reserved for your husband when you're married.
Okay.
Nobody else should see what you have under your veil.
Okay.
It's.
What if you're single? Do you still wear all
you
that?
You still wear that. But there are some countries in the Middle East that are more a little bit more modern, more like Western. They start wearing jeans and yeah.
Okay. And is abortion wrong according to a Muslim?
Absolutely. Abortion is wrong.
And homosexuality is?
Yes, absolutely.
Premarital sex?
Not now, no. They do fornicate.
But do they think it's wrong?
Absolutely.
And
adultery is wrong. Homosexuality is absolutely wrong.
Can you get divorced in Islam?
No.
No. Okay.
The husband make the decision. If the husband is not satisfied with a woman, the husband can easily go and divorce his wife.
Okay.
But the wife gonna have a very difficult time to divorce her.
Are there many
husband.
Muslims that have more than one wife?
Yes. In some countries in the Middle East, they have two or three wives.
Okay. And help me understand. You got the Shiite Muslims and the Sufi Muslim? No, that's a
Sunni,
different religion.
Sunni.
Sunni, there
yeah.
you go. All right, what's a Sunni Muslim?
Sunni are, they believe in Muhammad as the final prophet.
Okay.
And they're going to be saved through Allah, but Muhammad is the mediator.
Okay.
You have to listen to Muhammad Hadith. Shia are the ones who follow the fourth caliph of Muhammad, which is Ali.
Okay.
Iranian.
Who are the more violent ones?
The more violent are Sunni.
Okay.
They're killing a lot of Shia, too.
Okay.
They're killing. Yes, absolutely. They're
violent. There's lots of inner.
A lot of inner.
Muslim.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. People that do follow Muhammad, they're the violent one.
Okay.
Muslim that do follow Ali, they're less violent. Okay. They're more calm and peace. And that's why they get killed.
Okay.
Shia. There's always war between Sunni and Shia.
Well, Farhad, thank you so much.
My
for
pleasure.
Clearing all this up for me, too. And Sufi is a whole different religion.
That's a religion of philosophy.
Right. So, we just want to ask you out there, pray for the Muslims. Pray for the Jews, the Hindus, the Buddhists. Pray that they will come to know Christ and be saved, that only through Christ, who was God, is God, who was perfect, who died on the cross in our place, rose from the dead. He's the only way to be saved. Pray for Farhad tonight before you go to bed and his family, if you would, that they'd come to know Christ. Pray for our TV show, if you would. We are now on nationally because enough money came in, but pray that it keeps coming in and you can keep saying this. If the Lord nudges you to help support our ministry, you can go to pastorstudy.org, two S's, and you can see our TV shows there for free. You can donate that way, or you'll see our address at the end of the show, and you can also donate that way. But I'm amazed we're still around. We've been doing this show for like 28 years, but now
the last
6 years we've been on nationally. Wow. So just pastorstudy.org. Pray for us if you would, if the Lord nudges you. The more money we get in, the more TV stations we add around the United States. We're a very shoestring operation. I don't buy a limousine with your money. We're very frugal. So God bless you. Pray for the Muslims, and we'll see you next time at the Pastor Study.
Thank you for watching The Pastor Study. You can watch more of our programs at pastorstudy.org. We are on the air preaching the gospel of Christ because of our generous support of you, our viewers. Would you consider supporting our ministry? You may do so at pastorstudy.org. Or write The Pastor Study, P.O. Box 41294, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55441. May the blessing of our one triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you today and always.